This is a big day for our St. T crew.
And for me.
Why? What'd you do? Oh, because you're going to win?
He thinks he's gonna win, obviously.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Dr. Ken Henderson is here, the executive director, right?
You bet.
St. Teresa High School. And Brandon Barty here. I never remember your title, Brandon.
Vice President of Development.
Vice President of Development. And here we go. I mean, everything you've been working towards for about, what, 3 months?
Yeah, since April 5th, I believe.
2 months. So. Uh-huh. Two solid months of ticket sales. How are ticket sales going?
Well, I think we're right on par where we were last year about this time. So 7 o'clock, we have a drawing, and we're honored to have Mr. Eric Lee Curly's to announce the winners.
Yeah, that's what the people have been waiting
for. Oh, they do. Are you kidding me? They love you.
What's going on at Curly's tonight? The drawing's at 7, but you get there a little early for some food.
Yeah, I get food, and Mark McLeod's rig is going to be there.
I didn't realize this.
Yeah, pigskin?
Yeah, it's going to be there. Uh-huh. So they're working as we speak.
5:30.
Yeah, 5:30, 6 o'clock will be food.
Food available 5:30. Drawing at 7. We start announcing it at 7 o'clock.
Right on 7. Right at 7.
You still got the bonuses, right? The buy two, get one.
Yeah, and Brandon, you know, we got some deadlines coming up because it's at 7. Tell them.
Yeah, so we're going to have through 5 o'clock, you can call the office, so 875-7950.
Okay.
At 5 o'clock, we've got to do some work over at Curly, so we'll be heading over there.
Okay.
Online sales will still stay up through 6:30.
Okay.
And then 6:45 at Curly's, we'll take ticket sales in person until 6:45. That's 6:45.
So there's somebody monitoring the website till 6:30.
Yes,
and then
they sure are.
They put your name. They fill out your card. They put it in the little film bottle.
Yep.
Is that where you're doing the same bin?
Same thing. A big thing. And of course, I can't turn my back to that. So you pick it out, and you got to make sure everybody can follow. I can't turn around.
Ken suffered some talk 1 year.
Yeah, I did. My first year, I turned around, and they said, "No, what do you know? Like I'm David Copperfield or something, you know, that I put some." So, yeah, I pick it out and make sure everybody can see it.
Yep, and you're the first one that'll know who the winner is, and I'll be the second.
Yes, you
and
will.
Then I get to notify all the other fine folks that'll be at Curly's tonight.
Yeah, you bet. And if they get a call and it says restricted on their phone, you know why that is. Nick, you've got a call for me sometimes.
Yeah.
It's awful. Because I every single time Ken calls me, you're going to have to get a call back. You might as well just text me to call you. I'm not going to answer a restricted call.
You know, I haven't changed my phone number. When I was superintendent at Mount Zion, Matt Becky gave us phones. And that was really during the time Columbine had all those issues. And they wanted to make sure that my phone was restricted and I could get out and no one could jam it at that time. And I just kept the same number. That's why,
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So people couldn't be calling you at
the
time. Yes, you bet. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I see. I didn't realize that was why.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Ken's number if anybody needs to know it. We're 37 minutes into the first hour. Brandon Barney, Dr. Ken Henderson. The mega raffle tonight, $100,000 grand prize. If you buy, you can buy tickets are $100 each.
You bet.
And are you paying for the food? If you bought a ticket, food's included?
No, just take donations.
Okay. Donations for the food?
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh.
If you buy two, you get one free. So for $200, you get $300 worth. If you buy three, you get two free.
Correct.
If you buy five, you get five free. So the more you buy, the more free tickets you're going to get on top of it. And you can do all of these things up until 5 o'clock by calling 875-7950, up until 6:30 by going to sttmega.com, or up until 6:45 by actually buying them in person.
Yeah,
when you buy them in person, is that cash, check, credit card, or is that?
You bet.
Okay.
Yep. You bet. Uh-huh.
You can take credit cards at Curly's even. So you can obviously take all those at the school and
We'll have a couple people lining up waiting to be that last buy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
People shoot for that?
Well, they're very superstitious. They think if I get the last ticket in, I guess.
I understand wanting to be either one of the first ones or one of the last ones, but I don't need to be the very.
The strategy is obvious. You buy early, so you're eligible for early bird.
Well, that is very obvious.
What are you
obvious.
Doing?
Yeah.
So STmega.com.
STmega.
And someone put us onto that, Nick did. And guess what now next year? I think Nick is working on, Brandon, we're going to kind of change our email system. I know you're going to be happy about that.
Oh, look at that.
I know.
It's not going to be ST-Teresa without an H.org /
My email
Father
like Ken. I Smith, too.
It was the worst way to get to a website.
Anyway. We're getting modern there. St. T's got a lot of momentum. These guys in the orange shirts are leading the charge.
I mean, I like the idea of a Mega Raffle app.
Dude.
That might be a little too costly.
Wouldn't it be great if one of the, besides you two, one of the people we know wins tonight $100,000?
I don't think anybody's ever won that I knew. I think maybe it was a name that I recognized, but ever won that I'm like,
Last year's winner was a former student's uncle.
Who buys a lot of tickets, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. And he won a lot of time.
No, was he the guy that won like four things last
No, that was a few years ago.
I remember that. Someone won like two or three in the same night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that happens when you buy 10, 20 tickets or however many, you know, but that's what you need because it's a major fundraiser for
but
the
everybody's
school.
Odds are still the same. Yeah. You buy one ticket, you're still one against, you know, 4,500 tickets.
How many do
or whatever.
You, is that how many you think
have been
sold? Yeah,
I think we're probably about 4,500 right now.
And what would max you?
5,000.
5,000. Yeah. So you're not, we're not far from maxing.
No, no.
You've never maxed, right? Or did they max in the early
first
years?
First year.
Okay.
No, I think first year. So it's cyclical, you know, it kind of goes down a little bit, but it's still a great fundraiser for us. Mm-hmm.
We need it. Yeah. We need it for sure.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So we had your students in that are going out to Baltimore.
Oh, really?
The FBLA kids, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That was cool having them on this week. I mean, obviously the school's doing a lot of great things. You invite people any day to come get a tour, right?
And all summer long here, get a tour. Doors are open. We're still taking students.
Tell people about how financial aid can work.
Well, obviously, you know, we're about ready to finalize financial aid, but if you are interested and you're not sure you can afford, call my office. Bring in your income tax return, very confidential. No one will see it but me, and I'll kind of give you an idea if you're eligible for financial aid. Half the students at St. Teresa get some kind of financial aid. Yes.
So that's very normal to
it's
get
very
a
normal.
Financial
it's some kind of financial aid.
Is there a cutoff number for what parents make?
Well, really, the financial, no, it isn't. It just depends on where you're at. And
you'll evaluate everybody individually.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm.
And for a guy that says, I bet if he can play football, they find a way to get him. Well, you're going to try to find a way to get everybody financial aid.
Well, it really, I think people think we have athletic scholarships or something like that.
People absolutely think that. They use that terminology.
I know they do.
I'd like to make you say that you don't because people are ignorant enough to think that you do.
I've had parents come in and say, you know, my kid's a great basketball player. How much money for that? I'm going, will you bring in your financial aid? And I'll take, well, no, that's personal. I said, well, you know, if you want me to analyze it.
Right.
But we really do. We give financial aid ranging all ranges from $250 to as much as a half.
Really?
Just depending on their financial need.
Well, that's
and,
great.
You know, this Empower Scholarship, the new one in Illinois, too, we do have some students that are getting that, and there's a couple students getting 100%. That's the new program through Rauner and the state legislature.
Great. Brandon, $100,000 of first place tonight. What's second getting?
$10,000.
$5,000.
And then we've got a few $1,000, and then it kind of breaks down to $250. 25 total prizes.
25 prizes, yeah. So 25 out of 4,500-ish.
Yes.
You know, if you go into this buying it to expect a win, you're going to be disappointed. But but there's a lot of people who are going to win some money.
Yeah, and, you know, just like what, about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, Eric watched me win. I was a big winner. I won some lotion or something.
That's right.
Nice.
Big fan of doTERRA products.
Whatever it was.
He put his raffle tickets in any of these items up here, including $150 of gas cards, but he put his ticket into doTERRA.
I supported all
products.
The baskets, and so here's what happened.
The baskets didn't need your support. They all had
it.
You wanted to get you some
I don't even
skin.
Know what I won, but here's what I did find out. It was a good trial run for the mega raffle because the people drawing the names knew me. And so when I looked in their eyes, they couldn't help but look over at me. And so I was like, uh-oh, it's got to be good. So when I see Doc look at me tonight,
you know,
I'm going to be so happy.
When I shook his hand, though, it was very soft. So I didn't know that. Okay.
Hey, we get along like that.
Smelled like orange blossoms.
That's his first opportunity since he took a beating for having soft feet. He's like, I'm getting in on this. God.
That's my fault.
Good reminder. How many pedicures have we had?
That's it. No, just since Arizona.
He came after me.
Oh, I did. That's
my
fault.
Oh, man.
I feel like a lie. I feel like he's lying. I feel like we need to see those feet. See if he's got the French manicured tips on the ends.
No,
his...
I haven't had that yet.
Well, the fiancé is not living here yet.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
She'll be up in July.
Those trips will come more often here in a little bit.
Yeah, I like that idea. Well, those trips to...
Don't knock it unless you've had one now.
To the mani-pedi store.
I think Kate's going to get you one.
You want to bet? Katie doesn't get them. She doesn't even get them. She might get the occasional manicure, I think.
Tonight has a real good opportunity for somebody out there, 25 somebody's out there, to come away with something. And also everybody, all 4,500 or however many people contributed, are helping out to Decatur's youth and St. Teresa's School, which really, and from the inside.
There's a Future Business Leaders of America program that I think that she thought only Mount Zion had in the central Illinois area, in this area. So, I mean, it's more than just kids that are going to get a high school education.
They are committed. If something can advance the scholastic outlook for our students, these guys take it serious. They analyze it, and if they can do it, they do. Because I ask for a lot, and they deliver. And you know,
everything
that's
Nick
what
has
we do.
Is very expensive, isn't it?
No, but I'll tell you what, he's great for St. Teresa. But you know the interview, how he was hired.
Yeah. By being good at
sports
trivia.
You were part
of
it. Yeah, sports trivia. He sat down. And he was sports trivia, came, and did we win that night?
We did.
Okay.
Of course I don't think you did.
No, we did.
No,
we
did. I thought Volans won.
Oh, okay. No, we did not. We did not win.
Okay.
We lost by one.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was all Hella's fault.
Okay. Brian Chosico.
It was.
No, Hella, Brian.
It was Brian Hella's fault.
Oh, always.
That you lost.
I wonder.
It's his fault you lost.
Okay.
That's good. So, but you brought Nick in.
Yes.
In addition to that, great track season.
Oh, you bet. And, oh, my gosh.
Baseball won a regional title.
Yes, they were great.
Coach Arnold and Coach Volan with track.
Yes.
Well,
girls soccer had a good season.
Girls soccer, another great season. Mm-hmm. And then your old stomping grounds, Mount Zion's playing in state right this moment.
Yeah.
Softball. Greg Blakey, how cool.
Yeah, what a great guy. And it was 1-1, I thought, last time in the fifth.
They're now down 3-2 in the sixth.
Oh, they are. Okay.
So looks like they got somewhere in the ballpark of six outs to play with.
Lombard Montini, you know that school up there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is very private, right?
Yeah, very, very private.
Yeah, they've played about every class in football.
Yeah,
they just
keep pumped up.
Down.
Yep, pumped up.
Keep bumping up. So, all right, Brandon Barney will be at Curly's tonight. You'll be there about 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Probably right after we get back. We got to do some work.
Yeah,
come up and shake this guy's hand. He's done a great job coming into St. T.
Yeah,
and doing some
it's
stuff.
1 year
for us.
Anniversary.
Yeah, just a few days passed.
Oh yeah, yep. You made it.
I did.
You made it through. You made it through the.
The
evaluation period, the exhibition period. Now they'll actually start paying you.
Okay.
Dr. Ken, can we
get paid?
You're not through it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got to do a year's worth of work. Your two classes a day just ain't cutting it yet.
That's right.
Dr. Ken Henderson, Brandon Barney, it's a mega raffle drawing night. Even if you just want to come see who wins, come hang out with us at Curly's right about 7 o'clock. You can buy your tickets at Curly's till 6:45. You can buy your tickets on STTmega.com. Until 6:30. You can call 875-7950 until 5 o'clock. Those are your deadlines on how to buy the tickets. And every format you go to can be a credit card. When you pay online, it has to be a credit card probably, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But if you're at the school on the phone, you can do a credit card or stop by with cash or whatever. There's a way to pay with everything. So, yes. Big drawing coming up in just about 3 hours.
Good. We'll see you out there then.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll
Thanks
be there. Max Pigskin Diner's there. I'm there.
Yep,
always.
You bet.
Let's get
after
it.
And then don't forget the Belmonts tomorrow, too, you know.
Oh, yeah. The pick is always Justify, right? Are you picking him to lose?
I'm taking the 8 horse tomorrow over Justify.
You're taking the 8?
I'm taking the 8. Because it's a mile and a half, he's going to get clipped right at the
wire.
I
said that at the Derby. Because the Arkansas Derby, whatever he qualified for, he was getting walked down, and the Derby was longer. Well, he didn't get walked down at either the next two races.
No, he's done a good job.
I think we got another Triple Crown winner.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I hope so.
Is it 3 years? 4 years?
Yeah, American Pharoah. What was it?
Was it two years
ago?
I think so. Yeah, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
What's your box bet?
What's
the Dr. Ken box bet? Pick to click.
Well, I think the 1458.
1458. Box it up.